It is dubbed the World Championship of National Hunts, so truly a battle of the greatest horses, the trainers and the jockeys.
Absolutely, yes it is. I mean, it's the pinnacle of national hunt racing, the pinnacle of jump racing. If you're an owner, it's where you want to have a winner. If it's your, if you're a trainer, you dream of having winners there. If you're a jockey, you dream of riding winners there. It is the pinnacle of national hunt racing, and there's no finer place, to be honest. It's where everybody wants to be, and it's where everybody wants to be successful.
Sandra, I've had the privilege of being at Cheltenham a few times myself. How big will the crowds be now, and what is the festival worth? Not just in terms of cultural capital, but in financial capital as well.
Yes, you know, absolutely. I mean, the crowds, you're going to be looking at somewhere between sort of 230 to 240,000 spectators over the 4 days. And that will really peak to Friday, Gold Cup Day, where we'll expect to see probably about 60,000. There'll be another probably 5,000 to 10,000 on the crowd for Gold Cup Day. In terms of financial terms, what does it mean? I suppose to Cheltenham, to the town and to the racecourse, it obviously brings in huge amounts of money, not just pounds, but also euros. You know, there's a huge Irish contingent that make the journey over. And of course, to the betting industry, it means a great deal. For Sky Bet, it will probably mean somewhere in the region of about £60 million turned over on the week. For the betting industry as a whole, I think you'll be looking at around £500 million turned over on the Cheltenham Festival for bookmakers in the UK. It's the biggest week of the year. We have big one-off meetings. The Grand National as a single day is obviously the biggest, but as a week, nothing is as big as the Cheltenham Festival.
I was going to say, it transcends sport in many ways. You mentioned the Grand National. We can think of Wimbledon and, of course, horse racing's Royal Ascot, even the FA Cup final. These are events bigger than football, horse racing and tennis, aren't they? And Cheltenham is one of those blue-rimmed English events.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't, as silly as it sounds, you don't even really need to have a bet to enjoy the whole experience of Cheltenham. You know, the social elite will be there. They'll be there in their droves. It's the place to be seen, and it's the place everybody wants to be at. It's a great social event. It's a great place to catch up with people, meet old friends. And like you say, it's so traditionally and iconically British. It's something, British and Irish, of course. You know, the Irish play a huge part in this, but it's a place that everyone wants to be at, wants to be seen at. And it's such an important event in the calendar, whether you're involved in horse racing or whether you're a socialite.
A few years ago, the Five Nations became the Six Nations Championship to accommodate Italy and to turn our sceptred isle into a European tournament. What about the Cheltenham Festival? It went from a 3-day to a 4-day event, I presume, Sandro, to work out the expansion of the racing industry, the fact that there are so many world-class horses to compete at national hunt level.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, it came under criticism when the decision was first made. But I think everybody's in agreement now. It was exactly the right thing to do for the Cheltenham Festival. Some people thought it would dilute the quality. As it turns out, it really hasn't diluted the quality. They've managed to create top level racing with the extra 5 races that they added. There's been a couple of interesting additions. There's the Mayor's Race on the first day of the festival, which is now has become quite iconic in itself. I mean, everybody will remember Annie Power suffering that fall at the final fence a couple of years ago. You've got races like the Ryanair Chase, which are real top quality races for 2.5 mile chasing horses. So it hasn't diluted the quality. It has, of course, made it financially even more profitable for the betting industry, for Cheltenham Racecourse, for the industry as a whole, and for Cheltenham, the town itself. But it's been a great decision, and one that I think everybody is completely accepting of. Whether it goes to 5 days or not, which is something that has been rumoured in the past, remains to be seen.